Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
Now, producer Jack's brought this to my attention because this is quite remarkable. Archaeologists have discovered a tower of skulls, that's how it's being described, under Mexico City, and it's raised a whole bunch of new questions about the nature of Aztec human sacrifice. Now, the archaeology team behind it have found over 650 skulls at the site of one of the major temples from the former Aztec capital, which is actually where modern Mexico City now stands. Jack, again, I don't know how you actually found this. This is remarkable.
Yeah, morning, Nick. Yeah, it's been going around on the news sites the past 24 hours, and it's a cracker of a story.
Well, this is what I get for having a nap yesterday instead of checking this sort of stuff out. Look, Mexico City's huge. Do you know exactly where we're talking about?
Yeah, so this actual archaeological site is based right next to the Metropolitan Catholic Cathedral.
Oh, wow.
Which coincidentally was built on top of the Templo Mayor, which was the main temple for the Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan. As the Spanish did throughout Mesoamerica, they used the masonry from the Aztec temples to build their Catholic cathedral.
There is a strong history of the Catholic faith basically franchising wherever it needed to be and taking over the feast days, the areas, the temples, whatever it needed
exactly
to fit
right.
in.
You see it in Mexico and it's right down through to Peru and further south.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So basically a little bit of a history lesson. I'm not a history expert with Mexico, but modern Mexico was basically built on top of Tenochtitlan, the Aztec capital, following the conquest in 1521 when Hernan Cortes arrived at the capital. At the time, actually, the Aztec capital was one of the biggest and most sophisticated urban centers in the entire world.
Yeah, it was an incredible culture.
Yeah, it was amazing. Apparently, the infrastructure and technology was superior to what was in London at the time. The population was over twice the size. They had aqueducts bringing in potable water, drainage systems.
Okay, yeah. That's more than I knew. Wow. Yeah.
The Spanish could hardly believe the city when they came over the hill to see it. But they were, whilst they're impressed with the efficiency of the city, they were a little bit horrified by some of the ritualistic practices of the Aztecs.
So they enjoyed most of the infrastructure, just not, say, the skull towers.
Yeah, so they had beautiful paved streets, but they were hugely intimidated by massive towers of skulls, which apparently surrounded some of the temples.
Have we got an idea of what the purpose of the towers were, the skulls?
The skull towers? So these skull towers or skull racks, historians believe they were kind of both public displays of victory over rival warring cultures.
Sure.
But they're also kind of offerings to the creator gods in return for healthy crops and good weather. So basically the Aztec creation story was based on the idea that gods sacrificed themselves to create life, and therefore you need to perpetually sacrifice to sustain life on Earth.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But they believe this particular skull tower, where they've found over 650 skulls so far, formed part of the Huitzonpantli, which was a massive array of human skulls up to 60 metres high.
60 metres high?
Yes. Can you imagine? It's like an Olympic swimming pool.
Of
but
skulls.
A bit more with skulls, of human skulls.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And it was on the corner of this chapel to the Aztec god of sun and war. So it was most likely a kind of offering to...
So the same god for sun and war.
Yeah. Sure. He took the form of a hummingbird.
Of a hummingbird?
Yeah.
This is pretty good. Look, I kind of thought we knew a fair amount about Aztec blood sacrifice. Is there something kind of newish with this?
Yeah, so the really interesting thing with this discovery is that historians previously believed that these skull racks or skull towers were made exclusively from the skulls of... Male warriors from rival cultures.
Which would make sense if you said it was a way of displaying, victories and
absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah.
But actually they found that by analysing the bones and some of the skulls, they found skulls of women and children in this massive collection, this massive tower.
Wow.
So it indicates that maybe Aztec human sacrifices were a bit more sinister than we first thought, or at least to European eyes.
And we're very comfortable that this is probably sacrifice and not sort of like the ossuaries in Italy or anything like that.
Yeah, it could be like a burial site as well. So
kind I of guess, funeral mound.
Yeah, that's
an odd
for
way of
historians
doing it,
to speculate.
Sure, yeah. Well, that is absolutely fascinating, Jack. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
What an incredible history lesson. Also, your pronunciation of all of that was A+.
That's from a year in Mexico.
Okay, well, that does explain some of it. I would have massacred that badly.